So I'm going, okay, God, well, what is it? And so there's something else that God wants to do. We're going to enter into his house with worship. We're going to talk about praising. We're going to talk about our battles that we're struggling with. And we're going to talk about who we are in God today. So right now, I don't know what have my... I'm just praying right now that the Holy Spirit would anoint me and anoint each of you in Jesus' holy name, that whatever it is that the Holy Spirit wants to do, I pray that you are free to move amongst us, giving us your love, your attention. Father, please just have the Holy Spirit do what he wants to today in Jesus' name. Nothing of me or you is what the Holy Spirit wants. And, okay. So today, I know that each of us have our own battles that are going on. Just like we may enter into another war, we have battles that are going on every day within ourselves. But I want to encourage you today to know that every battle that you have, it's already been won in Jesus' name because Jesus died on the cross for it. Yesterday, Kim and I came in here at the altar and prayed. It was such a peaceful time, such a wonderful time. And it was just an expression of our love to him. And that's what we need to do. So many times we get up and we hit the floor running without even thanking God that we're alive, that we're here, that what is it that you want me to do for you today? I know most of y'all work and you work hard and you get distracted by things at work. But let me tell you, the battlefields that are happening today around us and within us, they're already won because of Jesus Christ. It's no surprise to Jesus what you're going through today. Whether it be sickness, emotional, physical, spiritually, financially, whatever that battle is that's fighting within you, God knows exactly what you're going through. And the reason I'm confident in saying that is because Jesus Christ died on the cross for each and every battle that we have. The main thing that we don't want to do is to get in a situation where we're thinking, oh, why is this happening to me? I'm number one. I'm not any better, but I'm not any worse than any of y'all. Of course, with David's death, now my sister with cancer, it would be so easy to say, God, why does this happen? The first thing that the devil will try to tell you is because it's something you did. You're not worthy of good things in life. This is your cross to bear. I don't believe that if a God loves us so much that he will put stuff on us that he will not give us a solution to work with him to work it out. I hear so many people saying, well, it says in the Bible, God says he won't put any more on you than you can't stand. It doesn't exactly state that, and I really need to find exactly how it states. It says that whatever you're going through, God will have the solution for you, but to work with you. He's not just going to dump some money in your life. Well, don't get me wrong, sometimes that happens. But he's going to give you an avenue to take with him. We don't learn anything in life just by, I'm just going to play this by ear, I'm going to play that by ear. We have to learn through our lessons, just like children go to school. They go to school to what? Learn lessons so they can learn more and more about their studies, their education. That's what we're going through. We're going through our lessons right now. We're going to God's school. And there are going to be things in your life that you're going to stumble and you feel like you've been given a pop quiz every day of your life. But God knows exactly where you are. He created you. You are warriors. You may not feel like the warrior inside of you, but that warrior is there screaming, let me out and let's go to battle. It's scary to sometimes think, well, okay, God, I'm going to turn all this over to you. I've told this to Kingdom before. Every time I turn everything over to God, something happens, something comes up again. It doesn't matter. Even in death, you have to say, God, I've got this. God, you're in control. I'm going to love you and adore you and obey you till the day I die. Life is hard. I have one in the car, Cindy, if you don't have one. He's saying forget it.
Yeah.
Anyway, life is hard. It's tough. Mm-hmm. And we've got to be very careful that what we're doing is doing what God wants us to do. Sometimes we just think, oh, yeah, I need to just give this person $10. Hey, that's wonderful. You will be blessed. But sometimes the Holy Spirit says, here, go give this person $50. Sometimes we don't listen to what God wants us to.
Amen.
Well, what happens is we need to be fearful of God. I think in this day and society, we don't fear that God can smite us at moments. Notice, yes, Jesus died on the cross for us and has us covered. I understand that. But not being repentive and keep living our lives the way we want to and not obeying God, there are consequences. You are not going to get cancer, say, like my sister, she has cancer now. She did something wrong in her life. That's not how God works. We get cancer because of all the things that are in the air, the products that we use. We all have cancer cells. We don't get things because God goes, you know what, I'm going to really make your world terrible. God loves us so much.
Amen.
He will not do that. However, your life's not going to be perfect either. We should encourage the challenges that we have head on and go, okay, God, where are we going? What are we doing? Okay, and there's going to be sometimes you can't hear God. Or, I mean, God always hears you, but you feel like you can't hear God. You think, God's just not here. He's not answering. I have found out time after time, when you feel like God doesn't listen to you, that's when he's moving so quickly, going to do something different in your life. What?
I get signals that say, it'll happen when I'm ready, not when you're ready.
Yeah, I don't think you get signals, but you should get. Yeah, but we have to come to God too with an open heart
and inspiration,
making Him Savior of our lives. We got to realize what that means. The only reason we're here and not dead is because of what Jesus did. Jesus did it all. All the things that I've done since I've been a baby in my mama's womb. Till the day I die. Jesus, I'm not planning on sinning. Sometimes that happens. But Jesus died for all of that.
Amen.
Every single bit. So we can have eternal life. And you go, well, what if that's not right? What if you just die and you just lay in the grave? Oh, well. I'd rather know for sure in my heart that if there is a God, which I know there is, I've seen Him work miracles, that I'm going to praise Him to the day I die. I'd rather be that way than be somebody back here going, you know, there's no such God, I'm an atheist, and blah, blah, blah,
right,
and go to hell. You know, you got to make good choices, though.
Amen.
We have opportunity after opportunity every single day to make a difference in someone's life. You go, okay, well, how can I do that? You can be nice. You can be friendly. You can smile. You can compliment. You can extend the courtesy of praying for that person.
Amen.
Especially if that person's really struggling and you can see it and you feel intimidated by how they're acting. You can pray before you go up to them to go, you know, I'd like to offer a prayer. I feel like you're struggling. Kimmy did that one time. And yeah, I talk about her all the time because she's here. She's here at this church. A lady was just screaming at her kids and hollering and griping and swinging stuff around. You know how you get when you just get aggravated. And Kimberly just went up there very politely and said, I see that you're struggling, so may I pray with you? And immediately she melted. Yes. You know, we all need that help. We've got to get our minds and thoughts off of ourselves. Don't sit and complain. Every morning we say, okay, well today, yeah, the tractor's electric bill's fixed to be cut off. Yeah, it's a bad feeling. But God will show you an opportunity on what to do. We need to change our attitude. Every time I talk, I get like I'm going to cry or something. We have every opportunity to extend our kindness. We have every opportunity to thank God as soon as we wake up. Thank you, God, we're here one more day. What do you want me to do today? Oh, clean the house? Well, do something else. How about that? I don't want to do the laundry today. I don't want to clean the house today. There's sometimes you don't feel like doing that. I want you to go to your neighbor's house, knock on the door, and ask them if there's anything that they need. Could you cook a meal for them? Well, I don't really want to do that. Okay, if God gives you something that you need to do and you don't do it, you're going to feel guilty about it, okay? It's going to make you sick. Not vomit and all that, but it's going to make you feel bad inside. And there's got to be resolutions to things that God wants us to do. Go up to that person and tell them God loves them. Go up to that person, ask them to be prayed for.
What? Kelly, he says he doesn't believe in our God. He believes in his God, not ours. I'm not just a friend.
You know, we're here to witness, and you say, I'm going to tell you about my God. He took his son and died on the cross for me. And they go, well, no, I believe in Buddha or whatever. You know, you don't want to get into an all-out war with them. You need to show your kindness and let the Holy Spirit go through you so you can say the correct words to that person. But we should never argue about it or stuff, but pray for that person. Well, it doesn't matter if, say like my grandmother, for instance, and I've told you, maybe I told Pastor, I don't know. She went to church and got a prophecy church. As some people would say, they're Pentecostal. First time I went, I was scared to death. They were screaming and hollering and hallelujah and arms going everywhere. And I went, this is just a little song. And that's just how they were. And I thought, well, that's cool. I wasn't offended by it. However, their ruling is, if you do not join our church, you're going to hell. I went, Grandma, that can't be right. Yes, it is. You have to be Church of God and Prophecy or you're going to hell. Grandma, that can't be right. Okay? We all, if we love the same God, you know, we can all believe in different churches we go to. No, no, and she believes she never sinned. That woman got angry every day at something, especially my dad, because Daddy didn't like her being with him. Because they couldn't go and do what they liked because they had to watch her. And this and that. It caused so much friction.
Which parent was it?
Huh?
Your mom's?
My mom's mother. Oh. But she was the sweetest, most angelic person. But when it came to that, you don't join this church, you're going to hell. So I said, okay, Grandma, I'm going to go to hell because I go to church every Sunday, every Wednesday. I read my Bible every day. I pray. I obey the Lord. Yes, that's right. And I just let her think that. I thought, you know, we're at an impasse here. So it's just, you know, if people believe that the Lord sent his son down to heaven, to earth to be born and then to die on the cross for us, and then on the third day he arose, that's important. We believe in the resurrection. That's all. I don't care what church you go to, as long as you believe that. You know, and we're all going to have our different things, just like politics and everything else. So we just got to be prepared when we go to visit or talk to people. Pray the Holy Spirit consumes you. Pray that the Holy Spirit guides your words, does your witnessing with you, and you'll be okay. Yes, April.
Well, the witnessing that, you know, when I went to the prophecy seminar when I was living in Wisconsin, and what the prophecy seminar was talking about, it was and one thing that slipped, that two of them, the prophecies things they talked to, well, three, the Revelation and the big beast and Armageddon.
Okay.
And you know, when you witness to people, especially when you're talking about you know, when you discuss these different prophecies, you know, it's kind of like I had to learn. I mean, there was a whole lot that I had to learn to put things more in perspective, and the pastor didn't put his convictions on me about anything. He was just, you know, was talking about all the things that were happening. Mm-hmm. And getting him, and regarding to the shooting last week, that was so devastating to me because you're not always safe at church. You know, have you ever heard of the expression, Satan knows the Bible more than you do? Go to church first, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, a lot of things we have to put in perspective and say, and you don't ask God why this is happening. You say, what do we do now, Lord? What do we do now? What are we going to do for 2020? What is 2020 is going to bring us?
Right.
And the good thing about this church, I want good things and better things to happen in this church, in this ministry.
Absolutely. Thank you. And we've got to be careful when she's talking about prophesying. You have to know for sure that it's coming from God, because he judges. Like, okay, take for instance, who in here loves Pastor Thacker? Everybody, right? All the hands are up, Larry, you're safe. Just because he brings the word doesn't mean that we don't check him. Okay? Not that we're going, okay, I'll just see if he screws up this time. Boy, I'm going to get it. That's not what I'm saying. You are accountable for how you react for things you say. Teachers and preachers will be held accountable more because they're sharing the word. They're giving the word out. If it's wrong, then we're in trouble, right? Now, I've got a lozenge. Thank you. That's what I swallowed. No, thank you, baby. Thank you. So we have to be careful. We did a thing in here about what our gifts were. You know, there's the... the gift of prophecy, gift of wisdom, gift of knowledge, and all of that. I think you should use what God gives you. But don't just, like for instance, my mother, they didn't get to go to church very much because Dad got so sick. So she would listen to preachers on TV, and that week, she would go with that preacher. Well, he's right. The next week, a preacher would talk, oh, well, he's right. Then the next week, and it went on and on and on. You know, God gives you the sense to know, to look up the verses yourself. Be accountable. We can't just sit there and go, well, Pastor Thacker said I could do this, so it's his fault. No, we're accountable for how we do what we do. But I'm not saying don't listen to Pastor Thacker. Don't get me wrong. I'm saying that you have to have the Holy Spirit to receive the word. And you can't just take everyone's word for it, okay? And there's nothing he's doing bad. Goodness gracious, be gone in Jesus' name. I'm just saying, don't just rely on different people without testing the Bible yourself. God will give you that. Have you ever been somewhere where someone said something and you go, whoa, that seems so off? Check it out in the Bible. Check it out. Pray about it. See what, you know. And I don't want everybody calling Pastor Thacker now this week going, there's something you said that I didn't like and I think it's wrong. That's not what I'm saying. God gives pastors special Holy Spirited words to say. He gets them and then he relates them to us. Okay? Now, if I'm up here jaw jacking like I do, There may be something that I'm saying that's wrong. Okay. Not on purpose, but I do. Then you take that person aside, and like the pastor would take me aside, he went, Priscilla, I think we need to talk about this thing. Okay, we're not here to be chaotic in church, okay? We're here to praise God.
Amen.
All of us in here believe that the Father had the Virgin Mary get pregnant, have a baby. The baby was born, walked on water, walked everywhere, did miracles for almost 30 years, and he died on the cross for us. And he arose. Even death couldn't keep him dead.
Amen.
If you believe that, you're in a good place, okay?
Amen.
That's what we believe. That's what the Baptist believes. That's what I believe with all my heart. So we're on the same page. But we've got to be careful of what we do and say. And that's why it's so important to live a certain way, so people can see us as examples, not as hypocrites. Okay, I think that's enough said now that the pastor's squirming around. Oh my gosh, I'm going to say something. They're going to get offended, and they're going to call me. If you're offended, call me, because he's not going to say anything wrong, okay? I'm just saying, don't rely on your Bible teachings on somebody else. Read the Bible yourself.
Amen.
Amen. Kimmy, will you end us in prayer?
Yes, ma'am. Lord, thank you for today. Thank you for everything you've given us. We just lift today up to you, and we thank you for the Sunday school. We thank you for the singing, and we thank you for the sermon that Pastor is going to give to us. Thank you for all the many blessings that you've given us this week and that you're going to give us this week. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.